You're 38 weeks pregnant. The months of excitement and anticipation are about to come to an end. We no longer measure baby size in terms of fruit and vegetables. Baby is the size of a baby, and everything is very nearly in place for your beautiful new arrival to make its first appearance.
What?
It's nothing. It's just, I really like your, wow! They're always a good one.
They really are good, aren't they?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You're not feeling weird.
Give us 30 seconds, blimey. Can we just enjoy the beauty of my post-coital body for a bit before we have to start feeling weird?
When I'm feeling weird.
Feel all right to me.
Sam, I mean it. Oh, my God.
What?
Is this easy for you? It is, isn't it? You cheated on me 8.5 months ago, and now cheating on Bailey is just no big deal.
No, it is a big deal. I mean, it's not. It is, but it's not, because it's you. What? This is you. This is where I should have always been.
Bailey's having your baby.
Yeah, and I'm going to love it. Of course I am, but...
What?
I've messed everything up again, haven't I?
What time will Bailey be back at yours?
An hour. We could have a game of Scrabble. It'd be lovely to just have a game of Scrabble.
Go home, Sam.
Those ones! The weeds!
Which ones are the weeds?
The weeds! The ones that look like weeds!
Mum, stop shouting the word weeds!
I'm not shouting! I mean, if you go anywhere nearer that ceanothus, I'll start shouting. That one. Oh, God almighty.
Did Dad put up with this?
You're joking. Dad used to go in and turn the telly on the minute I got out a trowel. Oh, love. What's the matter?
Nothing.
I mean, I know Bailey's not...
She's not Rose. Mum! I know Bailey's not Rose. I bloody know that. I know I messed up, Mum. The whole town knows I should still be with Rose. But Dad died, and I freaked out, and Bailey happened to be in the pub on the night I did the freaking, and now here we are. And you don't need to tell me she's not Rose, because I miss Rose, and I love Rose. And a few weeks ago, I slept with Rose. Okay?
What?
I know.
Oh, Sam... Was it lovely to see her?
That's not the point, Mum. Yes, it was lovely to see her. Of course it was. Too lovely.
Was it a one-off?
Yes, because I'm having a baby with Bailey.
Well, I've given up giving you advice.
Brilliant. Good timing. I'm trying to do the right thing, aren't I? I'm crap at being the kind of bloke who gets away with stuff. I'd bloody love to be that bloke, actually. I'd love it.
You're a lovely boy, Sam.
Can't pull up weeds, though, can I? I mean, they're going to put me in charge of a human person in a fortnight.
Oh, son. Nobody has a clue what they're doing. None of us do. You're 32 and I'm still winging it.
Are you?
Mainly.
What?
I slept with Rose. Bailey, I...
Didn't you sleep with her enough in the 4 years you went out with her?
It won't happen again.
You know what? If you hadn't bought me that last beer that night, you and Rose would have been at home watching something boring on telly and I'd have been in Koh Samui.
Well, we could make this work. I mean, I know we don't have loads in common.
Music, but... films, yeah. Clothes, interior design, okay. Baby names, aspirations for the future, ham.
But we've got this in common, haven't we? Yeah, this beautiful, massive, wriggly beach ball.
Yeah. We've got a beach ball in common.
I'm so sorry. We had lunch and it was ridiculous, but that was it. We sort of just needed to say goodbye.
God, I get it. I miss her and I hardly know her. Rose, she's great.
Yeah, she is. She really is. If I'd known it was going to be like this, losing my dad, I don't know who I am. I still don't. It's been nearly 8 months and I don't know what's going on half the time.
8 months is nothing. And in another 8 months, there'll be a baby crawling around the place.
I'm going to have to get those baby-proof corners for the coffee table.
Oh, Sam, seriously. Those bits of plastic crap. If you bring those into my flat, I mean it, I will murder you.
What are you doing?
Packing your stuff. Sorry, I know I might look like one these days and I'm trying to roll over, but I promise you, I'm not an idiot.
Giving up on the day, Catherine?
I know. It's a bit like getting all the way through a marathon and on mile 25 having a sit down. But I don't suppose it hurts now.
I was so pleased you texted. You look great.
I look like a skit.
Oh, well.
And I know you slept with Sam.
Right. Wow. He literally always has to tell people stuff.
Yep.
It's over with Sam. I promise you, that's it. You're going to be parents, you know, and I'm going to be feeling stupid. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Are you about to chuck coffee over me?
I get one cup a day. I'm not wasting it on you.
Aren't you more upset?
Look, Sam's a nice bloke. He'll be a good dad. But I guess it was a wake-up call.
Oh, right.
He's moved back in with his mum, and this is all nuts. It's nuts, and you're the only one who gets it. The nutsness.
Oh, yeah, I get the nutsness. I mean, we both get there's no such word as nutsness.
Totally not a word.
No.
But look, with Sam out of the picture, I was thinking maybe me and you could...
What?
Oh, God, not like that. I mean, stay friends, I mean.
Oh, right.
Stay friends. I'm not overrun with them, and I miss you. Like you, and... Oh, God, I feel about seven.
I miss you like you too.
Anyone would think Sam's Hugh Hefner.
He's just some bloke who works in IT support.
I mean, not that I like Hugh Hefner.
Oh, God, he's awful.
Awful, but the next 2 weeks are going to be quite full on for me, according to everyone in the world, and I could really do with a mate.
You weren't answering my calls, Bailey wasn't. It's like I've been selling double glazing.
This is just lunch, okay? We're not going to... Because I'd always be... It's never going to work.
When did you realise that?
Probably when you told me you'd shagged Bailey in a car park.
But... This is us. It's us. And we're... You said it, we're not idiots. I love you. We should have been perfect. I messed it up, but we love each other and we can make it work, can't we? That's what grown-ups do, forgive each other stuff. Can't we be grown-ups?
I'm still seeing Bailey.
Well, that is absolutely out of order.
What?
You're seeing Bailey. She's having my baby.
Yeah, I've grasped that, thank you. You cheated on both of us in a sex way, so don't start getting arsy about me and her having coffee together. We like each other, okay? We like...
Talking about me?
We don't sit around discussing you. Jesus, I've got a job. She's got a pregnancy.
Sure.
We both take an interest in the news. We talk about loads of things that aren't you. Loads.
Okay.
We're bright women. I mean, we sometimes talk about you.
I still love you.
I know.
Is it her?
It is, actually. I'll just, Hi, Bailey. Can I ring you in a minute?
It started.
Seriously?
What's happening?
Yes, seriously.
Okay. Are you okay?
I'm 8 centimetres. Can you meet me at the hospital?
Have you got that TENS machine?
What's going on?
It's too late for the bloody TENS machine, Rose. I'm naked on all fours.
Whoa, okay, I'll see you there. Just keep breathing, okay? Okay, bye. Okay, I need a taxi.
She's not in labour. She's 2 weeks early. She'll be fine.
She'll be fine. I've left money on the table. I'll call you.
What are you talking about? I'm coming. Of course I'm bloody coming.
Come on, then. Sam, coat us.
Can't you go round the back, mate? The one-way system at this time of day.
No point trying to avoid it, I'm afraid.
She said she was 8 centimetres.
Well, that's a lot of centimetres, isn't it? I can't even remember how many centimetres there are.
It means she's past the early phase and the active phase, and she's into transition, so she'll be having contractions every 1 to 3 minutes, but she's not going to be pushing yet. What? I've done a bit of reading.
But she's... Oh, God, we didn't pay attention in the classes. I mean, they tell you it, the breathing and stuff, but there was a lot of talk about rectal pressure, so we were giggling through most of it.
But Sam, just stay calm.
No sign of it easing up.
Well, I've got to get there,
hey,
mate.
Listen, women had babies all the time, in trees and hanging out of helicopters and stuff, so she's okay. Just breathe in and breathe out. Just in and out. Yeah, that's great.
In and out.
Ooh. Oh, that's it.
In.
You can do it.
Okay.
You're going to be okay.
I am, aren't I?
I'm here. You're doing great.
Hello. Thanks. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I know.
There's going to be a baby.
Bailey Gardner, she's in labour. I'm her birth partner, and this is...
Sam, the father. Father Sam. I mean, not as in, I'm not a priest or anything, just Sam.
He's a father.
It's room 18. Things are moving pretty quickly.
Oh, God.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Room 18.
Room 18. Oh, round here. Look, room 18. Here's this one. Right.
Right.
Okay, I'm here.
And so am I.
No, not both of you. Oh, my God. Ah!
Bailey, do you want me to ask them to leave?
Oh, let them stay. What difference does it make?
Ah! I thought you wanted a water birth. Excuse me, sorry. Did she talk to you about her birth plan?
Oh, can you see that bin over there? That's where you'll find my frigging birth plan. Now get out of the midwife's way! Okay.
I need you to push for me, Bailey.
Ah! You can do it, Bailey.
Yeah, go on, Bailey.
Well done. Now, one more.
We've got you. Sam, hold her other hand.
Yes, okay. Oh, God, Bailey.
Just one more.
Oh, Bailey. Baby.
Safe and sound.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Hello. Hello, baby. Oh, look.
I know.
Beautiful. Hello. Hello there. What the hell are we gonna do now?